She was murdered.
What's up, my dudes?
Welcome back.
This is Not a Monster, Not a Boogeyman.
I'm Naomi.
I'm Les.
I'm Janae.
And this is part two of the Illuminati series. Still working on that title. So I apologize if I'm going to repeat some stuff in the first part. I was just a little tipsy. So I was feeling passionate.
A minute.
I know. Yeah. So good. Anyway, where I left off, just to recap, Illuminati was a group, was alive and well at one point in history, but then it ended. So, but people believe it's living through other organizations. Just to recap, the New World Order.
The New World Order.
Yeah.
I really don't like that.
And so I was mentioning about three or four groups that I'll talk about today, just to kind of put it all together. But what I touched on before was the Skull and Bone Society, which is what I'm going to talk about still right now.
Yay!
So in 1832, that's how old this fucking society is, Skull
like
and Bones, it was created in Yale University. It's basically a springboard for young men to be brought in and trained on the conditions and ideals imbued on them in the society. So...
So like a frat?
Basically.
Okay.
It's like also very dependent on like bloodline.
Oh.
Super incestual, if you ask me. They can only mix within their own. And it's bloodlines of like people. Mm. Like the Bushes have been in it forever.
Jesus.
Okay. I don't like that.
Yeah. So then these men are placed into positions of power to carry out the agenda of the older secret societies. So yeah, a lot of presidents are in this group. A lot of CIA agents, owners of big media like Time Magazine.
Jesus.
Yeah. They got fingers everywhere.
Fingers.
So. I don't like
not
that.
Eyes. Fingers.
Fingers. Because it's a giant hand reaching into shit. Sorry.
Oh, yeah.
No, that's right.
Like
bad
that
metaphor.
Image.
Bad metaphor.
All right. The ratio of Skull and Bones members who go on to significant positions of power is enormous. Presidents are elected... that are not elected by ballot, but by blood.
Mm. Mm.
Yes. Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes. So, John Kerry and President George Jr., Baby Bush.
Baby
Bush.
that's who I'll be referring to. they were both Skull and Bones members, so it's kind of weird. Yeah.
They ran against each other.
They don't care which party you're on. It's anyone. But basically, they carry out their own agendas, but in different ways, question mark? Okay. The Skull and Bone Society was founded in 1832, like I said, by 15 seniors of the class of 1832 at Yale University.
I thought you were just going to stop with seniors, and I was about to be like, wow, they really have nothing else to do in their time.
They're just bored.
I don't know what the fuck they do at Yale. I don't know how they could do this. This secret society met every Thursday and Sunday.
Ooh, that's tea.
So,
every Thursday.
I think
and
it's
Sunday.
Still alive and well right now. Anyway,
literally every time we talk about this kind of stuff, I just imagine that scene in like one of the Treehouse of Horror episodes of The Simpsons.
Oh yeah,
that's just a secret society. So I can't take any of this shit really seriously.
Yeah, I wouldn't. So yeah, it is said that these boys stole the skull of Geronimo and a couple of other, like I think it was. Martin Van Buren, president?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. His skeleton, too.
What the fuck?
Yeah, weird. Super weird. And they actually had a lawsuit of the family from Geronimo. Mm-hmm. Like, hey, give us back.
Give me his skull.
They believed he never rests because of that.
Yeah.
So they don't know if it's still there. I'm not sure if it's still there. But it's said that those are in their headquarters, just on display as decoration.
Damn.
They also have a skeleton as decoration named Madame Pompadour.
To be fair, I'd have a skeleton in my house.
It's all like designed like very kind of medievally decor. It's really weird.
It's fucking strange.
I don't like this.
Their rules and rituals remain the same today, like as previous societies and what they did beforehand in 1832.
It's a lazy frat house.
No, it's tradition.
They just don't have time to change it up.
It's tradition.
So they slap the word tradition on it just to cover up the I'm lazy and I can't make up new ceremonies.
Yeah, it's a, what do they call it? An old boys club.
Yeah.
And Pancho Villa's skull is apparently there too. Fuck you guys. Fuck you guys. Oh yeah, they do have some Nazi practices. Supposedly they are inspired by Nazis. Shocker.
A group of white men inspired by Nazis? I've never heard that before.
Yeah, so every spring, the 15 seniors are elected as members. Yeah. And including women nowadays. Yeah.
Oh. Interesting.
Yeah. The initiation is very mysterious. Some even believe that it involves occult practices, black magic, and even animal sacrifices. Ooh. Yeah, it's really weird. You hear really creepy screams coming down. And it's like a tomb. Apparently within Yale, like someone knocked it down,
I guess. A mausoleum or something.
Yeah, something like that. And it's like brick layered and very hard to get into. Yeah, it's weird.
It's strange.
Wait, I don't like this.
You hear screams and stuff, but some say that it's like because they're acting a lot, like putting on these really weird plays of rituals and initiations. Everyone gets named differently, so everyone has weird nicknames. George Bush was like the only member who could choose his nickname, one of them, and he couldn't think of one. So he was like, I don't know. And then one guy was like, temporary. And that was his nickname forever. So his God nickname was temporary.
That's so weird.
Sounds on brand for George Bush.
I can't think of anything right now. So, yeah, some believe the group was behind the JFK assassination.
I want to put it past them.
Yeah, because he was trying to research them quite a bit and end their political power in banks. They created the nuclear bomb, supposedly. Great. Yeah, they funded the
Manhattan Project.
Yeah, the Manhattan Project. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what they funded. And so
seems on brand. Seems on brand.
And people believe they're controlled by the Illuminati, which is why I'm talking about it. This is supposedly to conspiracy theorists who are super into the shit. Like, this is how the Illuminati continues today, and their message and their goal, and the people that were meant to be on the society. So it's just split up in branches between three groups. So it starts here. Oh. So this group is just like all the Yale men who are white and could carry out their like legacy, mm-hmm. but they did not choose Barack Obama or Hillary Clinton.
Interesting. Right? Did they both go to Yale as well?
I think so. I'm not sure. Bonesmen have had control over the fortunes of the Rockefellers, the Carnegies, and the Ford family.
Wow.
So oh, wow.
Pretty fucking rich. In other words, Members obtain high offices in the Council of Foreign Relations, which is another fucking group that I'm going to talk about. Yeah, they have their own time. It's like 5 minutes ahead of the rest of the world, and they call it barbarian time.
What?
That seems unnecessary.
What is that supposed to mean? The club began as a faux occult group that worshipped Eulogia. That's what I think it is.
There we go.
A fake goddess of eloquence. But then they just started like continuing with that shit. So, and it became more powerful. Throughout the 1900s, the New York Times would publish the names of the initiates for some reason on the front page. That's and weird. Yale class books would also publish the names. The tomb is the Skull and Bones Clubhouse, a three-story, almost windowless brownstone on High Street. The society also owns Deer Island. Have you guys heard of that before?
No.
Yeah. It's
but
kinda
it
like
gives me Fox Island vibes, and I don't like that.
It's kind of like where they go to as a retreat sometimes to have like big events, rekindle friendships. But also, if you're a fucking trespasser, I've heard of people getting hunted.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah. For sport. So the tomb, 10 years after he graduates, this is a Yale classmate, ex-classmate that lived really close to the brown house that the Skull and Bone Society takes place in. And so after he graduated, he kind of wanted to do some research because it kind of like was eerie to him, and he was like, what the fuck. His name is Ron Rosenberg, which is where Rosenbud, which is where I get most of my information from.
Okay.
About the Skull and Bones.
Okay, quick side note, Obama did not go to Yale, he went to Harvard, but Hillary did
go to Yale.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, you weren't chosen for Skull and Bones, bitch.
Sorry, I was like, I know what school Obama went to.
Yeah,
it wasn't
right.
That.
I thought so too, and I don't think it was Yale.
It was Harvard.
I did not know any of that information.
So yeah, he sets out to penetrate the confines of this place. The screams, the psychodramas, stage, and then the sexual confessions was all really weird to him. So he like digs in a bit. He finds that a lot of members' girlfriends were invited and were given info. And they basically said that everyone calls each other different things and they wear costumes in their ceremonies, and that they're non-alcoholic society, so they don't drink any alcohol.
Yeah.
No fun. No fun, fake. Gentlemen.
Sounds fake. Yeah.
Yeah, the skulls of famous people. They supposedly designed themselves after some Greek groups that believed that death was really important. They believed that young men needed to contemplate their death for some reason. Not sure why, but I think that's why they have like a coffin where initiates have to lay down in naked.
I haven't heard that before, but I heard that as like a horror thing that some frats or sororities do.
That's terrifying.
Like, there's a whole movie based off of that, actually. Mm. Like, a girl who dies in her initiation, like, she gets scared to death because they put her in a coffin. And, tie her
down.
What
the fuck? That's terrible. Scary. So, yeah, one of the distinguished members of the group is known as the Master of Ceremonies, and he's called Uncle Toby.
Uncle Toby.
There are rumors of the initiates having to jump in mud and wrestle other members in mud. Not gay at all, guys. Not gay at all.
Wrestle them in mud.
Yeah.
What the fuck?
They're also given, supposedly, $15,000.
Oh, yeah.
For joining?
Yeah.
Okay.
As an initiate.
Well, I'd wrestle someone in mud for that kind of money.
A guaranteed lifetime of financial security.
Yeah, I mean...
Yeah. But it's pretty fucked up if you ask me. Why? Who? How? Like, what? Why? What's so special about them? How are you deciding that they get financial security? I have questions. I need answers.
I need financial security.
I didn't go to Yale, gentlemen, but I would love to be part of Skull Books. Let's see. On February 17th, 2009, descendants of Geronimo filed for a lawsuit, against them. So that was kind of funny.
That was kind of funny.
Give me his head back, please.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
Rooted in bigotry, racism, and elitism, inspired by German occultist groups. So, that influenced the rise of the Nazi Party, steeped in eugenics and, rare philosophies, Nazi philosophies.
Fucking eugenics.
So, fucking Nazis? That's what you're saying? It's Nazis. Yeah.
Basically.
Nazis?
They're like, no, we're just inspired. We didn't take it as far as the Nazis.
By German occult. You're just describe the fucking Nazis.
Yeah, apparently one of their members was German. 1876 there's this like weird thing that's carved into the wall that was written in 1876. And it says, on the west wall hung among other pictures, an old engraving representing an open burial vault in which on a stone slab rest four human skulls grouped about and around a fool's cap and other dishes on the table.
Huh.
So really weird engraving that's like, deep, gentlemen. Very deep. It's very rather gothic of you.
Yeah. But they beat those people up.
Yeah, the shortest senior is known as the little devil.
Which is really fucking weird.
The member who has the deepest voice is named Don Quixote. And they also have to dress as this, too. So they, like, are literally dressing up as Don Quixote and a little devil. And another one is going to be dressed as their founder, Alahu Yale. Yeah, that's that guy's first name. Who would have known? Yeah.
That's the guy's first name that the school's named after?
Yep. And every Sunday is the initiation of, they call it connubial bliss.
What?
That's when they have to perform sexual autobiographies of just your past sexual experiences.
Just like as a play?
Nope, it's just a way of initiating you as a member.
Wait, you have to, like, write a 5-page essay or what?
I don't know how these guys prepare for that. It would take me a rather long time. But I bet you some of them are like, I just fucked my housemaid when I was 17 or something. I don't know. Like, they're not very... They're, like, preppy, you know? Preppy little, you know...
I feel like Yale, those are the worst people.
I know. Yeah, but they actually have power, guys. Yeah, it's not just this weird little club. George W. Bush's forums are Busto. In 1977 with other members of Skull and Bones, which is basically an energy resource kind of place with oil and shit and different forms of energy plants. So super weird. They promote people who think like them, basically.
Right. Not surprised. So like
Nazis?
Yeah, they're also
keep going back to that.
To have developed the Manhattan Project, like we mentioned before, a research undertaking the development of the nuclear bomb in World War II. Yeah, bonesmen who are the most sexually active get the name Magog.
Wait, why?
I have no idea.
I'm very confused.
I don't know what Magog means.
I don't know what that means.
I don't want to look it up. I looked up the Obama thing. You looked that up tonight.
Yeah,
it's so sexual in nature. That's like telling me to look up blue waffles. Like, okay.
Ew. I don't want to know what
that
a Magog
in high school,
is.
So I'm telling you to look it
up.
Yeah,
I did. I wish I hadn't. So, Ron Rosenbaum, he interviewed someone that remained silent, but he was a member of the Klan, and I just, or the Klan, sorry, excuse
the
me.
The Klan.
Not too far. The Bonesman. Yeah. And he said, he basically threatened him, and he was like, you know that they don't ask when you ask questions? He was like, where do you bank? And the guy told him where he banked with, and he was like, well, you're never going to be able to receive a line of credit because two of the members of Bonesmen are on the council of your bank. So just know that we'll find you and you can't get any monies, basically.
Jesus.
I know, isn't that weird? Yeah. So it's a vicious group of interbreeding bloodlines, society to impose their ideals on the world. Interesting. Very much like Nazism. Ancestrals. Sorry, that's not what I meant. One second. So anyway, a lot of the same members on the Bonesmen are on the two other groups that I'm going to be talking about. So next would be the Council on Foreign Relations. We have the UN because of this. And basically, to recap it, their goals are to bring the world to one giant country in a weird way. Like, they want everyone to pay taxes to them. So that means everyone would have one monetary system.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and it would just be these people who are in control of the way politics run and the world runs.
That doesn't sound
good. And they're the ones. They're planning a, I guess, a huge event that would disturb globally. Mm-hmm. So my opinion is climate change.
Mm-hmm.
And the minute that that happens, they're suspecting people to perform communism in the United States. So they're just waiting on that to happen, and then sooner or later they're going to infiltrate their ideas to reunite everyone. Yeah, that's a weird thing.
I'm confused.
Yeah, they want us to be communists for a hot second, so they can
just
be like, see,
second.
It doesn't work, eh? No, it doesn't work. We all have to be a world government for all of us to work together in one big communist world. So yeah.
I don't like it.
I have definitely heard some Tumblr thoughts like that. And now I'm very confused about who is writing those posts.
The Illuminati.
It's them.
Yeah. Some pretty big people are on the heads of these organization, like James Wolfensohn. He is the head of the World Bank. Yeah, some prime ministers in Britain, like Tony Blair. The last secretary generals of NATO.
Mm.
Yes. The actions of Council for Relations funded in 1921 the United Nations. It was because the Council on Foreign Relations and the Trilateral Commission wanted the United Nations to join. So I don't know how anyone, I don't know how what people know about them, but do they have any power on laws and stuff?
The UN? Kind of, on like certain conventions and stuff, right? So like mm-hmm. the Geneva Convention, stuff mm-hmm. like that. Like, they govern over that, and they can call out, like, crimes against humanity globally.
Yeah.
74 members of American delegations are on the Council of Foreign Relations.
Interesting.
That seems pretty high.
It's very high.
And, like, how many do other countries have?
I don't know.
I feel
like... It's usually with European countries. Mm. Yeah.
That makes sense.
Yeah. I wonder who has the highest amount.
Probably us.
That's what I was going to say.
Yeah. Yeah. Conspiracy theorists believe that this Council on Foreign Relations pulled a string on an American war machine. They basically staged reasons for war to happen.
Well,
of course.
Yep.
Yeah. When Captain Johnson took office, he began the Vietnam War as his top priority.
Top priority.
Yeah, that was an attempt to gain control over Southeast Asia.
Vietnam War is not good.
Yeah.
They killed innocent people.
Yeah.
No war is good. They always kill innocent people.
Yeah, but that one was entirely staged.
Oh, yeah.
And I have a really hard time whenever I see, like, oh, I'm a Vietnam veteran. And I'm like, did you want to go into that war? Were you drafted?
They're drafted.
Yeah. And if you some were drafted, like, then yeah, I'm sorry. Drafted. But if you went there and you enjoyed your time, we're going to have question a conversation.
Mark. Yeah.
Question mark.
So David Rockefeller was like the chair of the Council on Foreign Relations for a long time. Yeah, I know. Weird, right?
He just has money. So economist. They're like,
yes, this is where politics become just more about money equals power.
Yeah.
That's it. But he was like, ah, I read this book from this professor here at this university. I want him to be the head of the Trilateral Commission because of his ideals. This is an economist who is basically made up the idea of technology as an economic system. Mm-hmm. So he's the one who basically thinks that the government will eventually have all of our information, like, just at the tip of our finger, or at the tip of their fingertips. Wait. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Isn't that already happening?
Yeah, I'm like, so now?
But more. Like,
you mean Bitcoin?
Everything that you've done in the past, like your medical history.
Like dystopian universe shit.
Yes.
Dude, that's already happening. Like, they, I don't know if you guys have this, but, like, you can just go online and see all of your medical records. Like, through my doctor, I can, like, I can request medicine and stuff through there.
Yeah.
But it also shows me all my medical records. So, same. Like, the government probably has access to that. It's online.
Fuck yeah. Jimmy Carter was a member of the Trilateral Commission, even though he was like, I despise secret societies. I will investigate them for all of us. But no, he was part of it.
Cute Jimmy
Carter. Even one of his one of his budget directors, Burt Lancer, he, when he was questioned about the Trilateral Commission, he basically explained that he was the only member on his, what did they call it, his cabinet? No.
His administration?
Yes, administration. And then now he's not, because he wasn't a member of the Trilateral Commission. Right. So they definitely push people who don't follow the same shit out of there. And these are people who are actively in power. You just, I wonder, why, what are they doing? You know, what are they moving the strings for?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Scary. 1980, Reagan, who is not a member, pledges he would also investigate the secret societies. And once he released this statement, he would never accept a member of the secret societies on his administration, but then George Bush was like, psych, here I am.
Psych, here I am.
I'm member of Skull and Bones, not
the Trilateral Commission. But how can they tell if you're in a secret society, because you're not supposed to talk about it?
They give the list of these things because supposedly they're like not a government organization, but can have opinions and decisions on government legislation.
Yeah.
So it doesn't make any sense. Yeah. But anyway, he was almost shot because they were like, nah, Reagan. And then George Bush was like, damn, I have to wait 3 years.
Well, and then this is slightly off topic on that. But isn't it after Reagan got shot, he realized how poorly victims are treated within the system?
Yeah.
And he created,
like, the Victim Rights Act.
Yep.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. After he got shot, he was like, wow, there's literally no support for this, and no one tells me when my attacker is getting out of jail and shit. We should do something about that, and then created the Victim Rights Act.
Yeah, because before, victims were treated as evidence.
Yeah.
And you only came to court if they needed you to, and you didn't get to know any information about your own case because you were a piece of evidence.
Yeah.
Holy shit.
But then I question that kind of stuff because I'm like, Reagan started the war on drugs.
Yeah.
Yep.
And that was fake.
Yep.
So.
Yeah. You never know. See, he has like a whole cabinet full of people who have one mind. Yeah.
True. He also killed a bunch of gay people with AIDS by not taking the AIDS crisis seriously. Fuck Reagan.
I believe that the Skull and Bone Society, or actually the Bilderberg Group, released AIDS.
Oh, yeah. I believe that.
Surprise.
I
believe population that. Control.
1,000% exactly I believe that.
Yeah. So George Bush gets elected and says a new world order. There's like too many instances when he says that.
Stop it.
Yeah.
Bush, you're giving it away.
You're outing yourself as a Clinton election. Member.
Yeah, like I said, it doesn't matter which party you're part of. So there's no good or bad guys. There's no reason to fight.
They're all bad.
They're all bad.
They are all bad, but like, vote this year.
Oh God, please
vote this election,
God,
please.
Vote.
Yeah. But for example, like when the Trilateral Commission was like, let's raise 10 cents per the for gasoline.
Mm-hmm.
They're like, yeah, the next day 10 cents is raised. So sure, they don't have any power. Let's see. Now we're going to move on to the Bilderberg group. This is the last one I'm going to talk about this subject, and then we're going to get on to the celebrity theories.
Yay.
About the Illuminati, and then the DIA airport.
Yes.
Yeah.
Janae and I got to see so many good signs while we were there.
You at DIA?
Yeah, they make fun of themselves so bad.
Oh, they do. They use it as a total crocs.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
A way to gain publicity.
Yep.
They're like, new construction on the airport or more secret tunnels?
Yeah. Some of the signs say that over the construction.
There's like a cat with a tinfoil hat that's saying different things, and they have one about lizard people.
Oh, yeah. My God. And they have one with the like Illuminati eye on it.
Mm-hmm. That is so funny.
Yeah. If you get a chance to walk around DIA right now while it's still in your construction, I would highly recommend. It's very funny.
Oh, yeah. That's adorable. Anyway, so... yeah, the Bilderberg group is kind of like all of these members on all of these groups combined into way more powerful people in Europe, like duchesses and kings and queens. It's really weird. It's almost like the monarchy all over again. It's like weird. Yeah.
Toot. Surprise. We left that for a reason.
They don't believe it. It's still alive and well. Let's see. Yeah, no, there are really people still trying to form a monarchy. In the world.
Stop it.
Well, I mean, stop it. We already have it. We just call it something else.
Yeah, it's one weekend every year. And this year, the topics were released for their conversation mm-hmm. and all the people who attended. And it's really weird people, like random motherfuckers. You would be surprised. Even some celebrities that like are actors are on that list, too. Yeah, nobody could bring anyone. You can't bring a plus one. You can't be CIA and come in to try to come in and be a bodyguard. No, yeah. It's always locked down. They even, like, where they're usually stationed, they even, like, uprooted all the trees to move them closer.
Wow.
So that people couldn't see in. Yeah, it's, like, super fucking secret. Which makes me think, like, if you don't want people to see, what are you doing? Like,
right.
Hearing is
you're
one
doing
thing.
Bad shit.
But you don't want to see?
Right.
So people have been supposedly, people say that there are reptilians that perform there.
It's lizard people.
Everyone unzips themselves and they're like, hello, reptilian friends.
I'm a lizard man too.
That's me. That's me, though.
I no longer have to wear the suit.
Me getting
the
home unzipping my
no
human
idea.
Suit.
The humans have no idea.
Yeah. So
me being a dumbass and like flapping my eyeball with my own tongue to re-moisturize it because I have no eyelids.
Oh my god, that's disgusting.
I'm just quoting my lizards. So
they do gross. Do that.
I saw your lizard do it the other day and I was like, what the fuck is that thing doing?
She literally just sits there, flaps her eyeball and like slowly lets her tongue drip off of it and then returns it to her mouth. And I'm like, you're fucking disgusting, Boba.
We all do investigation. Like, does your partner use eye drops? Do you think they're a reptilian?
Naomi? You use eye drops. Are you a reptile? You stayed the night at my house. And I never saw you as a reptile.
I was sleeping on your couch. I couldn't unzip my reptile suit.
Oh my god.
You didn't give me a chance. I did cuddle up with work, though, underneath the sunlight.
Oh, okay.
A while back when I was tripping, I one time thought Janae was a reptilian.
She did. That is not a, oh, that's not a lie.
Explain.
I was really scared. I don't know.
She just kept asking me if I was a reptile person.
For some reason, I just thought, oh my god, what if Janae has been would she actually do this with me? Who is that person? And then, like, as I looked at her more, the ass was like, it's not a real person.
It's not a real person.
I was like, you're right, it's not. I was like, are you a reptilian? Didn't I ask you that? I honestly believed it. It was the night that we watched, like, Guy Fieri cooking, and then
oh,
I was, like,
yeah.
Almost became a vegetarian because all the little chickens.
Fucking meat.
Ew.
Anyway. So, yeah, they were established in 1954 to encourage leaders, economic experts, and powerful figures in industry, academia, media, and from North America and Europe to all come to this one weekend of secrecy for over half a century. Yeah, it's
Jesus
a long time.
Christ.
Yeah.
So we're inviting the, you know, majority.
Majority?
No.
Oh.
Majority, like, white people.
Yeah.
That's who we're inviting.
Yeah, I don't know, honestly. I think that Obama once attended the Bilderberg weekend.
Because
so
he
sure.
was president, though.
Yeah, and plus he's not, like, he's half black. So.
I keep just hearing Build-A-Bear.
I keep hearing Build-A-Bear, too.
The Build-A-Bear group.
The Build-A-Bear group.
Yeah. Sorry about that.
No, anyway, you're good.
So they're accused of controlling the Republican Party, but even some Republicans are like, no, you're pushing your economic liberalism on us.
No, and, my fucking God.
And your social advancement, it's bad. Because, like, yeah, the Bilderberger's like, yes, yes, everyone spends so much money.
Yes.
Nobody owns actual money anymore. You're all going to economy crash, and then you'll have to be communists.
God damn it. Why does it come back to that?
It always comes back to that. And I feel like around, if you like talk to people, they're totally like, yeah, I believe in communism. I'm like, to an extent.
to an extent.
You don't want it to happen all the time. No, it doesn't work. We've been there before. I'm sorry.
You're probably looking for the word socialism.
Yeah. That's what you mean is socialism.
Yeah, what they mean is socialism. Yeah. Anyway, founding members have been associated with Nazis.
No shit. It's always fucking Nazis.
No one.
Rockefeller, again, is one of the four founding members of the Bilderberg Group. Why is he there?
I have money.
This is the reason why Trump is in presidency, too. It's like he's an economist, you know, like big whoop. He's filed for bankruptcy multiple times. Granted,
literally, I heard people voted for him because they're like, he has money, he can rebuild the economy. See? That's not how that works.
Yeah. That is not how that works, hon. Works.
And if you think he's going to throw his own money in there to save your ass,
you're
he's
fucking
not.
Wrong.
No.
Yes. And it's also connected to the Nazi Party because, like, apparently the Rockefellers were, like, all up in the Nazi butt. Like, they did a bunch of...
all up in the Nazi butt.
They did a bunch of funding for, like, eugenics programs and...
God fucking
yeah.
damn it. Go away
Stop.
With the racist science.
I know.
Eugenics isn't good. Stop. Eugenics are bad, okay?
I would be eugenized. How would you say that? I'd be killed.
I'm going to get eugenics, guys.
I'm going to get eugenics'd.
God damn it.
What's the word? I'm just going to be fucking murdered.
I'm going to be killed. And I'm going to be sterilized because they're like, you're too wild. Sterilized.
Yeah.
And brown.
Yes.
You're also
oh,
brown.
Yeah, also brown. So
the lovely world of forced sterilization.
Yeah. They'd be like, oh.
Nope.
Not allowed.
Not you.
You ain't
like
white.
Serial killers for some reason.
You're crazy.
So to quote a fun quote by David Rockefeller.
Fun quote.
We Rockefeller. We are on the verge of global transformation. All we need in the U.S. in the world, all we need is the right major crisis, and nations will accept the new world order.
Nope, I don't trust it.
I don't trust it, especially given the Amazon on fire right now. I'm kind of worried. Like honestly.
I don't like
everything
this.
Is stressful.
Bilderberg Group is suspected to. Want to form a system of government. Yeah, the same. World, yeah. All world power. Yes, world unity. Use the UN to tax everyone on the planet.
Of course.
So Jesus. We'll be paying the whole 1% all of our taxes.
God fucking damn
Lovely.
It.
Lovely. Just like the revolution again. Do we need to bring back the guillotines?
Yes.
No?
Yeah. Yes, and bayonets.
yeah.
Ooh, I still have a gun that has a bayonet on it. I got it as a World War II. It's like a Mosin-Nagant gaunt from Russia during World War II. I don't know why I have it. I just have it.
That's weird.
It's not like it's Nazi cool. memorabilia.
No. We actually looked at the coat. The serial
reptilian and a Nazi now.
No.
To be clear, Naomi is not a Nazi.
No.
No, she's not.
I'm the farthest thing from a Nazi.
So I got most of my information from the Bilderberg Group from Alex Jones. He's a crazed.
I fucking hate that
yep,
man.
Yep. But he's done a lot of research yes. on this, and he actually crashed yes. the party for quite a bit of time.
Yes,
and people hate him. There's
I
this interview.
Hate There's this like me. I hate him.
Well, so do all the leaders on this here group.
Well, because he's a fucking psycho.
He is pretty psycho.
Stop saying things. He
anyway.
Says Babylon too many times.
Babylon. But yeah, so he gets millions of hatred. But he basically has people telling him that they created AIDS and Ebola and cancer to control the population. Because the less humans they have to control in the world, better for them. They'll only have a handful of slaves. Not
it's easier.
A whole million, billions of slaves.
Oh my fucking God.
It is easier because we'll all overpower them.
I was going to say, we still would outnumber them even in that situation.
Ladies,
but
Handmaid's Tale, totally up on the horizon on this one.
I can't even watch that
no.
because it makes me angry.
It makes you too angry. And the minute that I see my account, I'm going to just get my cash out of the bank right now. I'm not getting the bank anymore. Anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's me. I was just thinking that when you're talking about the bank. So I'm like, well.
Yeah, Alex Jones has confronted Bill Gates and was like, hey, you spread vaccines that actually make people sick. Yeah, because it was apparently, it was something like some sort of cure for something minimal that Bill Gates released. Like, it wasn't even something that needed a cure. Like, can you work on AIDS, Bill Gates? Like,
right, or
like
you're cancer. Using
this? But I everyone just, bought it.
I am just going to note, I have gotten substantially less sick the less I've gone to a doctor. Not a good mentality to have, but I have noticed it. So
it's weird, right?
It's fair.
I was like, less sick as a kid when I didn't go to the doctor.
I got like, better still, when I stopped taking all the medication they put me on.
Still, please vaccinate your children. That's not at all what I'm saying.
That's not an option.
I am a grown-ass adult, and I don't believe in the doctor.
Yeah.
I also don't believe in the legal system.
But
or very much anything else.
Vaccinate.
Yeah, do vaccinate your children, though. Stop giving people fucking polio.
Yeah. No measles parties. No. None of that shit.
No.
Stop it.
You're a fucking idiot.
Cut it the fuck out.
Some people believe that terrorist attacks happened because of the Bilderberg Group.
9/11.
Yeah.
Yep. Jet fuel doesn't melt steel beams.
We know what you're trying to do, U.S. You're trying to make a new world order, and it's not going to work. So they actually tried to bomb people. Yeah. They have, global interference. That's what they're accused of.
God damn.
Some of the most deadly terrorist attacks occur, believed to be carried out by men who believed in the power and conspiracy of the Bilderberg Group, including the Oklahoma City bomber, the London bomber, and Osama bin Laden.
Yep.
Damn.
Some believe the group is run by reptilians. This is David Icke who believes this. He's also a psycho.
He's
just wild about conspiracies. He is. The group is made of reptilians in disguise, he says. They are the incarnation of evil.
The reptiles.
And also what is used to describe me.
They dominate the elite class. Dun, dun, dun.
I could believe this if reptiles weren't so goddamn stupid.
Yeah. You and I have so many.
Reptiles. They're reptilians. From under the ground.
From under the ground.
With human brains? Is that what you're telling me?
I guess, like, they actually are clones, like, you know, you've
they're
seen Doctor Who,
the Ninja Turtles,
they like you've seen that episode of Doctor Who, like the Body Snatchers, kind of like that.
Yeah, that shit is scary.
And like a bunch of celebrities have been rumored to be they died and now they're reptilians.
Avril Lavigne. People said that about Avril Lavigne.
Yeah supposedly Avril Lavigne is a reptilian.
Can you imagine, like, the reptilian people are walking around and they do with what work did and just stand in the sun for too long and open their mouths to like get cooler instead of move.
Oh my god.
They slam their face into the glass repeatedly when they can't get out.
They're like, hey, can you spray me?
I see my reflection. Now I must run into the glass because
oh
I can't figure out that it's not
Doctor
me.
Who. Moisten me.
Ew.
Is that the skin lady?
Yeah, the skin lady.
Gross.
Moisturize me.
Disgusting.
Anyway, god damn it. Moving on to celebrities. Steve Jobs, supposedly, this is another Illuminati rumor.
Yeah.
Steve Jobs faked his death and is now hiding in Egypt.
Okay.
Yeah, but, like, why, though? There's no point. And also, why would the Illuminati, like, what? It doesn't make any sense. So these are funny rumors. And to be honest with you, I think people believe it because they saw someone who looked kind of like Steve Jobs.
Like, holy shit.
And they took a picture of it.
That's Steve Jobs.
Yeah.
Plot twist, it's actually just some old retired man on vacation in Egypt.
Yeah. He's like, leave me alone. Stop taking pictures of me.
Who are you people? Yeah. And then Avril Lavigne died and was replaced by an actress.
A clone.
A clone.
I've heard the clone theory so many times.
Why do they think...
Why Avril Lavigne? What kind of power do you think she can harness? The power of teenage girls?
Yeah.
That's it.
Lord is actually a 40-something-year-old woman.
It's Randy Marsh. Lord is fucking Randy Marsh. That's already been established.
This is what I thought of the whole time. I was like, so South Park episode? Yeah. Stevie Wonder is not actually blind.
Why would he fake that for this long?
Britney Spears was on the White House payroll. This one is
That's fucking weird.
Supposedly she was used to distract the sheeple.
Yeah, well,
put in greater terms. distract the sheeple because fucking Bush kept fucking up. So he even like, I'm so serious.
We need someone to cover up our own members' fuck ups.
Honestly, this is kind of weird, but that is like weird to me. I always wondered what the fascination was with celebrities.
Yeah.
I don't know why, but basically her and Kevin Federline, they actually divorced like the day before a really key midterm election, which people were like, what the fuck? Britney Spears. And also people believe that her meltdown was because she couldn't handle the pressure of the Illuminati.
I mean, fair.
Oh yeah, this is my favorite.
I mean, I shave my head all the time, so like,
I can't handle the pressure of regular life, so.
I can't handle the pressure of being a lizard person and keeping it from you guys.
Keanu, if you're out there, is this one real? No, I'm just kidding. Right. Supposedly Keanu is immortal.
He is. Have you seen those paintings?
No. People said that about Nicolas Cage too, that he's a vampire.
Ew.
No, but like, look up Keanu Reeves' painting.
I've seen what you're talking about.
I know, that's the same man.
Ew, he's nasty.
It's the same man.
Anyway, and then the CIA murdered Bob Marley, supposedly, because, and other reggae artists too, because they were working to alert the public that the CIA attempted to bring down Jamaican Prime Minister Michael.
We're all Michael. Waiting. You can't pronounce it.
I also can't read my handwriting. I believe it is Neely.
Oh, okay.
Anyway, Beyonce is actually Solange's mom.
Dun, dun, dun. Oh, yeah, I've heard that one.
What?
Yeah, like her sister Solange. Like, supposedly Beyonce is actually her real mom.
Weird.
Stupid. I don't know why they.
Yeah, I don't get it.
Oh, but she also practices witchcraft. Her and Jay-Z are the Illuminati couple. Rockefeller. Wait. That's not his clothes. What's his clothing line? I forgot. Rockaware.
Yeah.
And he does that weird.
This like, thing.
That thing. Yeah, that thing. Yeah. Let's take a picture of that.
He did it just with Fall Out Boy once. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. And that Beyonce was never actually pregnant with her second child.
Oh, yeah. Like, I heard that too.
Like, and there are pictures of like TMZ.
That's weird.
Tupac escaped to Cuba for some reason because his fans were too overcrazed. He said, "Guys, he was fucking shot." Anyway,
he was fucking shot.
The U.S. hired Stanley Kubrick to fake the moon landing.
Yeah, I did know that one.
Yep.
Katy Perry is JonBenet Ramsey.
Oh my fucking god!
Oh my god! I hate this.
Is gonna come talk about that more in depth.
Yeah, and then
fucking ridiculous.
Top it all off, we have the DIA airport. And if you've been there before, oh my gosh, it's just like a little bit creepy in some places where you're like, but why? Like that mural of like the kids.
Oh yeah.
The peace thing. They talked to the artist about it. He's like, what? You're taking it all wrong. The world is on fire because of climate change, but it's going to get better if they follow that weird Nazi.
If they follow that weird Nazi.
Basically. So there's this really weird mural in the DIA airport, if you haven't seen it before. It's like, it's very colorful. I'll give it that. But
we'll see if we can find a picture and put it on Instagram.
Yeah.
Yeah, people go there all the time. So we were kind of chatting about it that, like, yeah, our state's pretty used to it. The airport used to be in a different location here, so it got moved over there, and ever since then people have been saying that it's like basically it belongs to the Freemasons, you know, the classic shit.
There's tunnels, there's Lucifer.
Yeah, there's Lucifer, the scary horse. There was also another reason why the artist said about that like his eyes were meant to be symbolic of this.
Didn't the artist die?
The original artist died because Lucifer fell on him, crushed him, and then the apprentice had to finish it, and then I think something happened to the apprentice later.
It's cursed.
Well, it looks like a fucking demon horse.
It's super not pretty. So
I like Lucifer.
All of it. Like,
Lucifer, you're cool.
He's a weirdo.
He's weird.
Why is he anatomically correct? That is my main problem. That horse has a penis, and I'm not about it.
I never noticed that, so good job.
Bear pointed it out to me. Don't blame me.
Some people believe that the horse is actually going to come alive during the apocalypse.
Well, interesting. I wouldn't be surprised.
Yeah, and then there's
on first
a time capsule that did come from the Freemasons. It did. And on the plaque, it says, welcoming the new world order, yep. basically, again. And they explained it off that was like, no, it was just world order was the title, but it was new. They should have put a comma. We're like, yeah, sure. Sure. Guys, sure.
It just happens so to be the thing be on the everything. New.
World order, yeah, like whatever, bitch. And it's a time capsule that I believe is meant to be opened in like 2094 or something.
Jesus,
like that. Yeah,
that's yeah. scary. Don't like yeah. that.
The tunnels underneath. A lot of the people that work there have said that they have been through those tunnels. There's nothing creepy about them. There's and also some layers where people think that like members of the Bilderberg Group will go there once the world is going to end because it's like,
safe.
Yeah. There's a time capsule there. Yeah, that's what I mentioned already. But so, yeah, some people believe it's cursed. Honestly, if you haven't seen it before, visit. It's kind of cool. These two were telling me that. Oh, yeah. Some of the fucking airport security will fuck with you. And they do wear reptile masks.
Mm-hmm.
What? They do?
Yeah.
I have never heard this.
Yeah. They'll fuck with you. There's apparently tours like around like Halloween and stuff mm-hmm. that they're prepared to fuck with you.
I love this.
That'd be cool to do, guys.
Go. Yeah, let's take some photos for this.
Yeah, that would be awesome.
I didn't know they ever did that, and I've lived here my entire life.
And the most realistic conspiracy theory of them all, Bono is a poo.
Bono is a poo.
He's a shit.
I'm just South kidding. Park was right about everything,
South Park
y'all.
Was right, guys. Anyway, some things to be concerned with, others not so much. Make your best judgment. But basically, I don't doubt that if we hear anything about Mexico, Canada, and the United States becoming one giant country.
I'm taking all my cash out.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
All right. Hopefully, we made you paranoid enough today.
Don't leave your DNA anywhere. They're going to copy it later for your instant search.
Yeah. Don't do ancestry and shit like that. No, oh. That's really why I'm scared to do that kind of shit.
That same company, I don't know if it's Ancestry or 23andMe, whoever's mm-hmm. doing it, is the person that runs that lab is the wife of the guy that owns Facebook.
Oh, that's weird. I don't like that. All right. Anyway, come back next week, y'all.
Peace out, my dudes.
Bye.
Bye.